Russ Parr Morning Show. Good morning. 48 minutes past the hour. All right, Frieda, this story with Young Jeezy.
Yeah, well, he's out on bond, but he's facing charges of battery, false imprisonment, and making terroristic threats against his son. Now, supposedly, he tossed his son against a glass shower door. He's accused of punching his son in the face and threatening to shoot him.
Now, did they have video of him doing it?
Right.
Not unless there's physical evidence.
Well, he says it didn't happen. He does say, Young Jeezy does admit to shoving his son to the ground because he says his kid got in his face. They got into a shouting match. His kid is 17 years old.
I can see that.
But he says something. Jeezy is claiming that he said something to the effect of, I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
And you want to find out if he's been involved in the child's life because there might be some really bitterness there.
Well, he says something about he didn't want the kid living there anymore because he's being unappreciative. He's being an ass. And he's like, get out of my house.
I can see that. Yeah.
Good morning, hello.
Yeah, hello, it's Rashawn from Baltimore.
Rashawn, your comment, sir.
Hey, man, I want to say, man, first of all, man, these kids need to get their tail whipped by their parents and all that, man. That's why they're so crazy nowadays. So,
how many kids do you have?
I ain't got none yet that I know of, you know what I mean?
You're waiting on bread, aren't you? Yeah. Sir, yeah.
Keep waiting.
Yeah, ain't going to happen, man. Good luck.
Anything can happen.
Not that. Good morning, hello.
He called her Bridget.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Just fine. Your comment, please.
My comment is pretty much, I mean, there's a guideline between how far you can take disciplining your child. You know what I'm saying? If you're throwing them up against glass windows and like that's too out of line. But as far as nowadays, I mean, you got to discipline your kids because me growing up, my mom raising 8 boys by herself, she whooped us. And that made us a better person. You know what I'm saying? We respected our mother because it's like, you know, nowadays, this generation, a lot of kids is like, okay, well, I know how far you can take it or I can call somebody on you.
Yeah,
so
they
now
know.
Everyone afraid to just, you know, discipline their child isn't like,
that
you
damn
know,
internet.
I'm not going to do this.
Call
now they over there, your kid's running around on you now.
Yeah. Not yet. It's the internet, man. Doing it.
Tweet, tweet.
Ike Magnifico says, no blood. No headshots or broken bones.
What I say?
Neck below, they belong to me. If not, the police can keep them.
There you go.
Wow.
You know, here's what happened as African Americans. We used to have to, a long time ago, we used to have to beat our kids and we would say, we're going to beat you because if we don't, somebody else will.
Right.
You know, and that was the way we had to do it. But
I have a little niece that, you know, we put in timeout every 5 minutes. But, you know, it doesn't work if you put your niece in for timeout.
She cussing you out from there?
And then you apologize to her afterwards.
It doesn't work at all.
No.
Well, I think it works with certain kids. Some things work on some kids.
Beat them. Don't go over the top.
Wow.
Don't be under the influence of anything.
I disagree.
I'm not taking care of you and you just in here acting any kind of way. I'm making you a better man.
I think violence.
You'll thank me in 10 years.
Violence begets violence.
Yeah,
when do you stop beating them? Like when you're 18?
You start doing right.
Wow.
But where do you, where do you draw the line? Do you pull out a Glock and go, I will shoot you?
Look at DMX. Look what DMX says.
Whatever works. These little 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds right now, they're robbing stores, they're pulling guns, they're killing people, they're doing everything.
You know why? You know why they're committing violence? No,
they wasn't beaten.
No, they're committing violent crimes because violent crimes have been committed to them.
But they
don't respect their mom, they don't know their dad, and they're doing anything.
Oh, that's not true for
everybody. Good morning, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, your comment, please.
All right. I'm a true believer in the word. It says, spare the rod, spoil the child. But by all means, punching your kid in the face and threatening them with a gun is just over the line. I mean, I just seen a video just posted not too long ago. It kind of went on Facebook about a father who his kid was just acting all crazy at school. Well, he cut the child's hair off of his head.
Right.
Yeah,
his
right.
eyebrows. And I don't believe that should have been done, but what the rest of the things that he did was he made him
Did it match the crime? Did it match the crime, the humiliating thing that he did? Did it match the crime that the kid did?
That's fine. That's not abuse.
He's in school embarrassing his parents.
Montezuma Pena says, do what you want at home, but society uses physical punishment for discipline. Do they? It's a matter of preparing for society. I don't think society does that. Grand Fast Stack says, it's about respect. When my son get older, if he disrespects me after all I've done for him, I'm going to take him out.
Yep.
Not Trying to Be Rude says, that was not a whipping. That was abuse. I think Jeezy is lying. Let's see. Superwoman 513 says,
he went to jail. Might have had some physical
evidence. Not really.
On that
the only thing you had to do had the kid say it. And that boy's smart enough to know what to say.
Wow. Superwoman 513 says, I threaten to drop my kids, to drop kick my kids all the time, but it's to scare them and it works. Fine line between discipline and abuse.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, sometimes these kids, they take it to the point where they get disrespectful at a certain age, and you got to set the lines. You got to set the limits. You got to let them know when it's time to stop playing games.
But when you get to the point where you have to really beat your kids, that means you're not communicating on some level.
That's right.
You
know? Tweet, tweet.
Let's see. Not trying to be rude, says Super Ken sound like an idiot. Just because you beat a child's ass doesn't equal stay out of trouble. A-Team 1-Up says, just send them to Africa, the end.
Wow. But no, it's reinforcement. If you get a beating because you've done something bad, it's going to make you think again before
don't
you
do
it
again.
Or it's going to make you a bully. A lot of times they say, research shows that bullies are bullied by their parents.
Time out,
Billy.
I'm just telling you. Doesn't work.
Yeah, but beating a kid's ass doesn't always work.
Take their phone, take their car.
Yeah, when they get to a certain age.
That doesn't work.
Take the PS3.
Listen, my father, I was
taking stuff from TJ. It ain't work.
Yeah, that's because you tell him I
stayed in line as a kid because I feared my mom and my dad.
Listen, I feared my dad and he never raised a hand to me.
Well, that didn't work for everybody.
It works for I'm
you just said he threatened your
works.
Sister with a shotgun.
Because it worked for her.
Exactly.
Right. So it worked
for you.
I would have run away. No, it did not.
It was reinforcement.
I didn't see it.
You're a special case.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.